Good morning, everybody. Last week, we finished a series from Psalm 119, and then today, I will go to new series. I want to share from one book from the Bible, the first letter of John, the first letter of John. So let us start with a word of prayer. Yes, Father, thank you. Thank you for good journey that you give it to us. Yeah, we really want to have a good relationship with you. We pray that your word always guide us in this spiritual journey so we know you and then we can live according what we know. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us open our Bible from the book of John, chapter 1, verse 1 till 4. What was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hand concerning the word of life. And the life was manifested, and we have seen and testified and proclaimed to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us. What we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you also, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. These things we write so that our joy may be made complete. So, brothers and sisters, if we see the introduction of this book, then it's very similar with the books of gospel. Yeah, in the beginning was the word, something like that. That's why the scholar said that this letter was written by John. And also, from this introduction, we can see that John have different style in writing. If you read the letter from Paul, Paul always start with introduction. From Paul to these people, from Paul to this occasion. But John directly, I like to read this book because I'm a direct guy. When I speak, I always say to the point. I don't like to speak not to the point. For me, to the point is more easy. But sometimes people cannot accept to the point. Yeah. But I don't care. As long the truth is come out, then make people can understand, then that's the communication. My wife know. If I say I don't like this food, then I don't want to eat. Don't force me to have it. If I have it, then my stomach can have a problem. Yeah, that's why we live together 25 years. We don't have too much drama because easy to the point. Yeah, but when you see drama, especially Korean drama, a lot of not to the point. That's why drama come out. And I don't know why people like this kind of movie. Maybe they want to learn something. But for me, the most important, you need to learn from the Bible. Direct, clear, and make everything understand. So, this is the book of John. Whenever you see direct conversation or direct commandment, that's the book of John. Direct. Tell you what the Bible said. And the whole idea of this book is, number one, John want to let us know who is Jesus. Yeah, John want let us know who is Jesus. And the second part, John want us know how we live as the believer. It's very easy. What is the gospel? What is the Bible? The gospel and the Bible is the book that tell us who is Jesus and how should we live according what we know. Yeah, that's why Christianity is a lifestyle. We live and we follow Jesus. It's very simple. Yeah, you may read a lot of theological book. You may read a lot of article, but everything go back to the gospel. Yeah, when you read the gospel, the most important is you need to know. After you know, what's the next? The next is follow Jesus. No wonder when Jesus called his disciple, he just say, "Come and follow me." Yeah, very simple. Come and follow me. That's why we read the Bible. Why we read the Bible? We read the Bible not only for knowing, but also for experience. After we know, then we step and walk based on what we know. So this is the whole idea of the book of John. So we... and then the third point, when John gives this all direction, he wants that believer at that time not go to astray. Yeah, there are a lot of false teaching at that time. Yeah, the false teaching is called Gnosticism. Yeah, you can search from the Google what is Gnosticism, and then but I will let you know a little bit step by step. So yeah, I think same like today, there are a lot of false teaching. It seems good, but actually they are different with us. Yeah, they are different with us. If we have time, we can learn a variety of false teaching in modern way. But today is too heavy in the morning when we talk about this kind of teaching. So we go back to the Bible. Okay, first one. What was from the beginning? What we have heard? What we have seen with our eyes? What we have looked at and touched with our hand concerning the word of life? Concerning the word of life. So who is the word of life? Go back to the gospel. The word of life is Jesus. So who is Jesus? And then John tried to explain who is Jesus. Was from the beginning. Was from the beginning. This talk about the eternity of Jesus. Yeah, eternity of Jesus. Jesus was from the beginning. That's why in the book of John, the last book called Revelation, John tell us Jesus is Alpha, Jesus is Omega. So Alpha is the first letter from Greek, and then Omega is the last one. Before Jesus, there is no one. After Jesus, also there is no one. So Jesus was from the beginning. Yeah. If you ask me, after Jesus, who is? There is no one. If there is someone after Jesus, then we cannot say Jesus is the Lord. Yeah. Jesus is the Lord because he was from the beginning. And then how we know the story of Jesus before the gospel, then we need to go back to the Old Testament. We learn Jesus in Old Testament. There's another Bible study, long Bible study, but very interesting. Maybe we can tell PSM or other staff to teach Jesus in Old Testament in summer course next year. Yeah. So he was from the beginning, and we have heard. We have heard. We have heard. That means John heard about Jesus before Jesus coming. So how and from where John heard about Jesus before John met Jesus? John know from the book of Old Testament. So the book of Old Testament, if we make red line, yeah, then we can see the story of Jesus. That we call the story of salvation. In the book of John, in the book of Old Testament, there are so many the hidden story about Jesus, especially when we go to the book of Isaiah. Yeah, Isaiah lived 700 before Jesus, and then Isaiah prophesied about the coming of the Messiah, and then John heard about this. John heard about this because John is Jewish. That's why Jewish people should know. Yeah, should know. They don't have any objection about Jesus. But the problem is they don't want to accept Jesus. Yeah. But John accept Jesus. That's make he understand who is Jesus. And then the third one, John say, we have seen. We have seen, and then we have looked upon, and our hand have handed with the word of life. That's mean, brothers and sisters, after John heard, now John live together with the word of life. That's mean John is the witness of Jesus. John is the witness. No wonder when we read the book of the gospel, the letter of John, and then the book, when we read the book of John, letter of John, and then the Revelation, we can see that John make his writer very life. Very life mean, what I have experienced, now I write it sentence by sentence. This is first one. Now we go to verse 2. And the life was manifested, and we have seen and testified and proclaimed to you. Brothers and sisters, so incarnation is the time when Jesus, the word of life, come in flesh. And then after John experienced the incarnation of Jesus Christ, now he said that after that, we proclaim to you the eternal life. We proclaim to you. Brothers and sisters, in our church, we have two discipleship courses. The first, what we call GIC. The second one, we call Experience God. GIC make us know basic doctrine. Experience God make us go deeper. Yeah, we experience what we know. But don't stop with these two books. We need to have another book. How we share what we know, what we experience. Yeah. How we share what we know and what we experience. I think most of us, every day, we want to share something. Yeah. For example, if we find a shop and then buy or sell good clothes with cheap price, then after we see and then we buy something, we make a picture and send to our WhatsApp to our friend. Go to that shop. Very good stuff. Cheap price. You need to go because limited offer. Only 2 days. For example, like that. Or we experience new restaurant. And then when we ate, wow, so yummy. And we text our friend, our family, go to that shop. That Peking duck is number one in Hong Kong. And we go. We know, we experience, and we share. Today, the Bible tells us what we know about Jesus, what we experience about Jesus. Then we need the third step, how we share Jesus. If we believe Jesus is the only way go to heaven, go to Father, then we need to share the gospel. That's chapter 2. In verse 2. Now, verse 3. What we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you also, so that you too may have fellowship with us. Indeed, our fellowship is with Father, with His Son, Jesus Christ. Now, brothers and sisters, after we proclaim, we have one purpose. We pray that the person who heard the gospel can also be part of our fellowship. And John said, our fellowship is fellowship with Father, with Jesus. Yeah. Now, when we share, we hope many people also can join the fellowship. So, fellowship is important part of sharing the gospel. Jesus is the gate for have fellowship with God and with other. The fellowship of God is like a ball, a big ball, where every believer come and join together. In the book of Acts chapter 2, we can see that when non-believer become believer, so what's the next? Acts chapter 2. What's the next is they have fellowship. What they do in the fellowship, the first thing they do is they sharing the experience how they met Jesus, how Jesus forgive their sin. So this is the fellowship. Everybody tell the story. And then the second point, the salvation changes every life. The salvation from Christ make us have new experience. What we call, we experience new love from God. We experience new joy from God. We experience a new peace from God. Now, love, joy, and peace is something that we can share in the fellowship. That we can share in the fellowship. Of course, brother and sister, if you join online worship, you can still worship with God. But there are something miss. We miss fellowship. Of course, you can do online fellowship. But how do you feel when you hungry and then I give you online food? I mean, I feel so hungry and then I cannot call and I get the food. So I just send a picture. My member, when I send some picture about good food, they always say, not yummy, not yummy, not real food, not real food. So I feel we live with flesh, so that we need some touching, some hug, or something that we can touch, something that we can share. That's why I call fellowship. So fellowship is a place where every believer can come, join together. Yeah, that's why we pray that no more COVID, so that we can go back to normal life. We can have fellowship, so that in the time of fellowship, we can have love, peace, and joy. And then, this is fellowship. John really want non-believer become believer, and then after they believe, they can come and then join with the fellowship. Jesus said that Christian fellowship have important value in human life, because by our fellowship we glorify God, and then at the same time we strengthen each other. And then the last point, by the fellowship we make the world know who is Jesus. There is a witness value. Yeah, there is a witness value. That's why when we want to make the world know who we are, then let us join fellowship. Yeah? Because Christian fellowship only share love, only share peace, and only share joy. Which is, every people need love, joy, and peace. Yeah. So I hope when we finish Sunday worship, yeah, when we go home, we share how wonderful our worship. Don't share others' thing. You know what I mean? Don't share other thing. Oh, today preacher, the preacher not prayer good prepare. The preaching so boring, something like that. Oh, today the song leader, I think not enough drink water this morning, so the sound so bad. Or today, something like that. We just share bad thing from the church. Brothers and sisters, when you share bad thing from the church, that means you share yourself. Because you are part from the church. You are part from the fellowship. Yeah, it doesn't mean that we need to be camouflage or we need to cover something. No. When we go join the fellowship, we really have one purpose. I want to share something that I get from Jesus. That's what I want to do. Yeah. In our church, we cannot do much fellowship on Sunday, but we can do it in house church. Yeah. When you join house church, the most important, when you come, don't come with one purpose. I want to get something from the house church. I want to get something from the house church. Of course, you will get something. But the most important, when you join some house church, I want to share something. What I get, what I feel. And then when you have this kind of attitude, then I believe the fellowship will bring joy to us. Now, verse 4. These things we write so that our joy may be made complete. Brothers and sisters, made complete. That means salvation and fellowship make our joy be complete. Why John say this sentence? Because when we believe Jesus Christ, we get salvation. Salvation means you have insurance that you will have a room in heaven. Now, how the room in heaven you can feel in this world? You can feel the room of heaven in this world by having fellowship. Can I get amen? By having fellowship. So fellowship is the miniature of heaven in the world. Yeah. Who responsible to make this miniature? You and me. Yeah. That's why on first three I said, we need to share something that we have, we experience from God. Make people see, oh, so beautiful. I want to join. Because this fellowship really bring love, joy, and peace for everyone. That's why after this EMP today, yeah, everybody who are free, let us join to have Yamcha cross the street. Yeah. If you don't bring money or don't bring credit card, don't worry, I will pray for you. Amen. This is real, brothers and sisters. Yeah, this is real. So after this, we can go and share something. Yeah, I will wait in front of the door around 7:50. Yeah, God bless us. Now we do our fellowship with God first. We will worship Him.
Ransom me like a flood.
brother and sister, fellowship is a ball where we can share amazing grace from God. Yeah. The more we share, the more joy we have. So don't leave fellowship. Even we have misunderstanding among us, that's human. As long we have amazing grace, misunderstanding can change, become understanding and acceptable everybody. Yeah. When I start have married with my life, with my wife, there is a lot of misunderstanding. Yeah. She come from family who speak Mandarin. I come from family who speak Hokkienese. Yeah. In language, in habit, we have a lot of misunderstanding. But we have amazing love. So same with us in the church. We have different opinion. We have different background, different culture. As long we have amazing grace, then we will build strong SP, become a place where the world can see there is God in our place. So first of all, before we pray for people who are in sick this morning, I really want we pray for our church. Yeah, we pray for our church. We pray for good fellowship. Yeah, we pray that every member in this church have experienced amazing grace, want to share amazing grace. Yeah. We pray for pastor, we pray for board, we pray for house leader, we pray for all son who join ministry. We bring them in God. Yeah. Everybody have their own weakness, but our job is not to open people weakness. Our job is to cover, yeah, to help, because we want to share amazing grace. Yeah, we want to share love, peace and joy. Let make SP become miniature heaven in Hong Kong. Yeah. Let's pray together. Now, second point, I want to ask you, you need to ask God, God, I already have a lot of from you. How I can share your love, your joy, your peace in my family, in my community, in the church, yeah, in the society. It is the time to share, not only thinking what we accept. We already accept a lot from God. Yeah. The most important, we already accept salvation, amazing grace from Jesus. It is a time for us to share. Have you ever asked your house church leader, "Hi leader, how can I help you?" Have you asked board of pastor in this church, "How can I help this church? Yeah. How can I be part in this church? How can I serve God through this church?" brothers and sisters, it is a time. Yeah, we are not children anymore. SP already around 18 years. Yeah, it is teenager. If we talk about teenager, someone that already can help their parents. It is a time for us to help our parent, spiritual parent, our spiritual brothers and sisters in church. Yeah, we need to do something. So let us pray. Ask God, God, how can I be part in this church? How can I join? How can I serve you through this church? Yeah. Last point, let us pray for our Sunday worship and house church activity. We pray that not only like common gathering, yeah, or tradition gathering, no. Yeah, we pray that our Sunday worship is a place where we can have real fellowship, yeah. We pray that every member who join and come really want to share something, also in house church. Yeah. Let's pray for our Sunday worship and also for our house church fellowship. Father Lord Jesus, thank you for the message that you give it to us this morning. Salvation is for fellowship. We really pray that our church can have real fellowship. The fellowship where every member come and want to share amazing grace from you. Because what we get from Amazing Grace, we get love, peace, and joy. That the most essential thing that everybody needed. We pray that in SP, there is a love, peace, and joy. So that SP, our church, become a miniature of heaven in this area. Thank you, Father. I know that we come also, we have a lot of prayer petition. Maybe some of us have difficult problem, difficult situation, or yeah, we have maybe have physical weakness or something else. You know that, Father. We pray that by the grace of God, you will give the best answer for every people who pray in this place this morning. Now, we will close our prayer meeting this morning. We pray that your love, peace, and joy always come upon us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, you can continue your personal prayer. If you would like to join for this morning breakfast, I will wait 7:55, 5 minutes after that. God bless us. Have a Sunday, good Sunday worship in these 2 days. Bye-bye.